Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Because I'm going to skunk you.
Listen, Mike, what are you talking about? I've got just as good a chance of skunking everybody as you do.
You guys aren't going to skunk me because I'm going to skunk you.
Yeah, okay,
wait until you win the good citizenship award.
Hey, if we're such good citizens, how come we're hollering at each other?
Listen, Chuck, they don't judge on your hollering. Mostly they judge on how much clothes and junk you bring to the school for the clothing drive.
Yeah, well, I figure a guy with a big family's got it easier than a guy with a small family.
How come?
Well, a guy with a big family's got more stuff laying around. Me and Wally got a lot of stuff. But if we were 10 kids, we'd have twice as much easy.
I don't know if I'll have anything to bring in. Everything I get finished wearing, my mom makes my kid brother wear.
Yeah. Well, when I was little, I used to have to wear Wally's old stuff.
I wonder if the president's little kid has to wear his sister's old clothes.
Nah. I think when you live in the White House, you just wear stuff once, and then you throw it away.
Yeah. If your father's president, you don't get to wear your brother's old stuff.
Hey, pick that up. But they don't give good citizenship awards to pigs.
Okay, okay.
You don't have to bury it. Just throw it away.
Hey, look what I found.
Gee, that's a swell hat.
Wonder why anybody'd throw it away.
I don't know, but I'm going to give it to the clothing drive.
Boy, if you keep having this kind of luck, I don't even stand a chance.
Together.
And you're not running away from home again, are you?
No, what's for needy people who haven't got anything?
Hey, look, Beaver, you can't give somebody a sock with a hole in it. You wouldn't give them the sweater with a hole in it.
No, I'm going to keep the sweater. There's something neat about a sweater with a hole in it. It makes you look like a tough guy. Hey, Wally. Do you want this Hawaiian shirt?
Of course I do. It's brand new.
Well, yeah, but it's nice and bright. Well, I figured it kind of jazz things up for the needy guy who got it.
Look, Beef, maybe it'd be a good idea if you went through this junk with Mom, huh?
You think I oughta?
Well, sure do. Boy, the way you want to give junk away, you might end up accepting the Good Citizens Award in your underwear.
Not on the table, Beaver. Put it over here. Is all that laundry?
It's for the needy people.
Oh, the clothing drive at school you told me about. Well, I think that's a fine idea.
Yeah. Well, the guy who brings the most stuff gets to be a good citizen. When he gets a paper with his name on it signed by the merit and his picture in the paper and everything.
Not now, Beaver. Well, it looks like you brought everything down your own. Is there anything left in the closet?
Oh, sure, there's a lot of stuff. Do you want me to get it?
I don't think that'll be necessary. Better sift through this batch first.
Hey, Mom, have you seen my warm-up jacket anywhere?
Not yet. Here. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Beaver, what did you have to throw this and that junk for?
Well, it just fell in, I guess.
Yeah, you know, nothing's safe around this house the way you're going.
Wally, I'm sure it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
Beaver! Oh, Beaver, how could you?
How could I what, Mom?
Oh, Mom, what did he do?
Think of giving this away. Where did you find it?
On the bottom drawer. Oh, under some stuff all wrapped up in tissue paper.
It's your first suit. It has...
sentiment.
Yes. Something I was saving. Beaver, now how could you put it in there?
Well, I guess it was just another one of those honest mistakes. You know, Mom, it sure smells spooky.
Well, that's the sachet I have wrapped up in the suit.
I think we better keep it. I hate to have any needy guy get in a fight just because he smelled like a flower.
Boy, you know, you sure cleaned everything out, Beef.
You can't
throw these away. They're practically new.
Well, I was only trying to be a good citizen.
Yeah, well, you can be a good citizen without dragging my sweatpants into the act.
Look, Beaver, why don't you let me go through the things you have here, and then later maybe your father and I can come up with some things of our own.
Well, okay. Well, but remember, Mom, I'm shooting for 1,000 points.
Beaver, your mother and I picked out some clothes for you to take to school.
Thanks, Dad. Do you think there's enough for me to get 1,000 points?
Beaver, the fact that you're donating something to someone that'll help them should be enough for you.
That's right, son. The award should be secondary.
I guess it's like baseball.
What does baseball have to do with it?
Well, like Dad says, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's how you play the game that counts.
Well, that's absolutely right.
Well, still, it's more fun to win. I'd like to have my name in the newspaper.
Well, I've got to run. Oh, say, fellows, you've been promising to clean up that garage for me. How about getting on it when you get home from school today?
Well, Dad, I have track practice today.
And I'll be busy being a good citizen.
Good citizenry can begin at home.
Right. Tomorrow, then. You know, you might find something in there for the clothing drive.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
Bye, dear.
So long, boys.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad.
Have a good day.
Oh, Beaver, don't forget the old clothes. They're out here in the hall.
Okay, Dad.
Is going to be a very difficult decision. All right, who's next? Mr. Harmon, we'll look at your contribution.
Well, most of the stuff was given by my mother and father.
I see. Say, that certainly looks interesting.
My Uncle Carl gave this.
Class, please. That was very generous of your uncle.
Well, he was finished with it. He figured it might be good for some needy head waiter. My uncle's always making jokes like that. And this is for me.
Well, Michael, this is quite a collection. That hat is the piece de resistance.
It is? Boy, and I just found it in the trash can.
Mr. Cleaver, we're about due to hear from you now.
Good luck, Beef. I hope you come in second.
Thanks. Well, I guess this is on account of my father.
I see.
He even gave me 3 suits.
That's excellent, Mr. Cleaver. Suits are a wonderful donation. Your father should be commended.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know they were used up yet. But I guess my father wanted to help the needy people. Well, even though he's not getting reward, it's just like baseball.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, baseball, yes. That's fine, Theodore. That's just fine. Class, I am truly proud of the way you've all pitched in and helped in this clothing drive. And each one of you has proven to me that he is a good citizen. So the naming of the winner of our Good Citizens Program is not easy. But I'm sure that you'll all agree with me that the award goes to Mr. Theodore Cleaver.
Congratulations, Pete.
Thanks.
I guess that hat wasn't as classy as I thought.
Hello?
June, did the cleaner pick up those suits of mine yet? I need one of them for Thursday night.
I don't know what suits you're talking about.
Three I left in the hall, dear. I put a note in the jacket pocket of the gray one.
Well, I haven't seen them, honey. Wait a minute, and I'll take a look. No, they're not there.
Not there? What do you mean they're not there?
I mean they're not there. The only thing that's there is a note on the floor that says, clean and press. Maybe you took them with you.
Well, no, of course I didn't. I put them on the banister so they wouldn't get mixed up with the clothes Beaver was to... June, you don't suppose Beaver could have taken him to school by mistake?
You know, for the clothing drive?
What, I'm afraid so. But you told him to take the clothes that were in the hall.
Well, we've got to get them back.
Of course.
But how?
Well, you just have to think of something.
Hi, Mom. Well, I won the Good Citizenship Award. Well, they're going to give me a plaque with my name on it tomorrow, and I get my picture in the paper and everything, and I never would have done it without Dad's suits.
Beaver. Beaver, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. Those weren't your father's old suits. They were your father's good suits for the cleaners.
Well, gee, Mom, it wasn't my fault.
Well, I know that, but we're going to have to get the suits back.
But if they give the suits back, that means I got to give the 1,000 points back.
I'm sorry, Beaver. I guess this is just one of those unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah. But I'm the guy who has to get up in front of the whole class and tell them I'm a rotten good citizen. And that's a pretty unfortunate circumstance, too.
Wally, how did practice go today?
Pretty good, Dan. We did a lot of wind sprints.
What are wind sprints?
Well, that's when you knock yourself out to build yourself up.
Oh.
Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Well, you can talk about the suits if you want to. I already know.
Yes, well, I'm glad you brought that up, Beaver. I guess we got into a little mix-up.
Yeah, I guess I thought they were in pretty good shape. But I thought you were just trying to help the needy people, and I even told Mr. Bailey that.
Well, I hope you don't think I'm against helping people just because I want the suits back. I'm sure Mr. Bailey will understand that it was all a mistake.
Oh, sure, Dad. And I just hope the kids don't think that I'm a no-good good citizen.
Well, Mr. Bailey's a pretty good guy, Beave. You can tell him what happened. He won't hit you. He'll probably laugh about the whole thing.
Well, sometimes getting laughed at is worse than getting hit. Dad, I can't ask for the suits back.
If you explain.
Gee, Mom, after I won the award, well, I can't get up in front of the whole class and explain I'm an Indian giver.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's true, son. June, why don't you go over to school tomorrow and explain the whole thing to Mr. Bailey? You know, sort of take Beaver off the spot.
Why me, may I ask?
Well, I'll be at work. And I'm sure you don't want Beaver to be embarrassed.
Of course not.
I'll be real busy tomorrow, Mom. Heavy schedule.
Well, you were already excluded, Wally. So I guess the whole thing sort of falls on you, dear.
I think we'll have a small recount here. Who put the suits where they were?
I did.
And who forgot to tell anyone that they were for the cleaners?
Well, I did, but I put a note in the pocket.
And furthermore, who told Beaver to take the clothes that were in the hall?
I guess I did.
Well, then logically, who should get the suits back?
Me.
Boy, Mom, that was neat.
Yeah, Mom, just like Perry Mason.
Wouldn't care to poll the jury, would you?
Oh, no, I know when I've had it. I don't suppose there's any purpose in a mercy plea.
None.
Well, in that case, I volunteer to go to school tomorrow and get the suits back.
Beav, I saw your pop in school this morning. He was going into Mrs. Rayburn's office.
Uh-huh.
Well, what'd you do, Beav? What'd you do?
Nothing.
Well, they don't send for your father if you did nothing.
Well, I didn't do anything. My father just wanted to talk to Mrs. Rayburn.
About what?
Well, he just wanted to tell her how happy he is about me not being in any trouble.
Brother, to make up something like that, you must really be in a mess.
Mr. Cleaver, I'm sure you're very proud of Theodore's contribution to the clothing collection.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was quite touched by it. As a matter of fact, that's
actually,
what I...
Actually, I'm not sure that all praise is due Theodore. A great deal of credit goes to you. Mr. Bailey told me about the wonderful suits you turned in.
Yes, well, it was about those suits that I wanted to...
Do you realize what those suits could mean to some needy person?
I can imagine.
A whole new start in life. A man with one of those suits on his back might feel a resurgence of self-respect. Perhaps a new job, a new life. Oh, we are indebted to you.
Well, I just hope you feel the same way after you hear what I have to say.
Nothing you could say could ever change our opinion of you.
Mrs. Rayburn, I don't know whether there's any way to say this so that it doesn't come out wrong, but to put it bluntly, I'd like those suits back.
May I ask why? Was there some sort of mistake?
Yes, there certainly was. And it was entirely my fault, and I don't want Beaver to suffer for it. You see, the thing that happened was, I put the suits out for the cleaner. But I... Well, I... Well, June, I'll tell you, I haven't felt so sheepish since I was in the fifth grade and was sent to the principal's office.
What were you in that time for, Dad?
For pulling a little girl's hair. But believe me, I felt worse today with Mrs. Rayburn.
You really had a hard day at school. Well, I guess I lose my 1,000 points, huh, Dad?
Well, gee, B, maybe if they've already got your name printed up on the award, they'll give it to you anyway.
No, Wally. You know it never works that way for you. It only works that way for other guys.
Well, Beaver, all's not lost yet. Mrs. Rayburn said we could have a 24-hour chance to see if you could hang on to your points.
You mean I can get some more stuff together and maybe you can still win?
Hey, Beeves, you can have that Hawaiian shirt of mine, if it'll help.
Beaver, I think if we all put in effort forth after dinner, we can come up with some more things for Beaver to bring.
Well, fine.
Oh, and Dad, well, if you've got any cleaning to go out, would you please put them in a separate pile?
Sure, Beaver, sure.
Boy, Beeves, sure looks like Mom and Dad went all out for you this time.
Yeah, look at all the neat stuff they gave me. Hey, Wally. Well, you don't have to give this if you don't want to.
Oh, that's okay. You can have it.
Well, you sure? You sure you don't want it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I told you it's okay.
Well, it's a real neat shirt. It's okay, huh?
Look, I've already told you 3 times you can have it, so have it.
Well, thanks, Wally.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing?
Well, if you don't mind, Wally, well, I thought I'd keep it for me.
Oh, now, look, Beaver, when I gave
it... Well, you said I could have it.
Well, yeah, but well, what about the clothing drive?
Well, gee, Wally, there's an awful lot of stuff there. And maybe the shirt, well, you know, maybe it's a little too loud.
Look, Beaver, give it to the drive, huh? Well, they might find some poor guy who's going to take a trip to Hawaii or something.
Beaver, your father left something else for you to take to the clothing drive.
Boy, I know what that is.
Yeah, it's Pop's old tuxedo.
Boy, I'll bet Mr. Bailey calls it a piece of resistance like he did Mike's hat.
What?
A piece of resistance.
Oh, you mean a piece de resistance.
Yeah, that's what I said. Here, can I have it for sure?
Sure you can.
Boy, Mom, this is neat. Well, it's a real gangster suit.
A gangster suit?
Well, sure, Mom. Don't you ever watch The Untouchables?
In school yesterday. I had to give back the 3 suits. It was a mistake.
Oh, then you haven't won 1,000 points yet? Well, I guess there's going to be a recount.
Yeah, that's why I brought this stuff.
Well, that's not fair. You get 2 shots at it, and the rest of us only get 1.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cleaver. That's another handsome contribution.
We all heard the unfortunate story of Mr. Cleaver's suits. It's not funny. It's a perfectly honest mistake. I'm sure you'll all agree. And I am certain that you'll all agree with me that the contribution that Theodore brought today makes up for the suits. Yes, Mr. Harmon?
Mr. Bailey, does that mean that Theodore gets to keep the 1,000 points?
I believe it does. Mr. Cleaver?
Well, I don't think I should keep the points, sir.
Why not?
Well, I had 2 chances at it, and the rest of the guys only had 1. So I guess that gave me more time to get more clothes and stuff together.
That's a very commendable attitude, Mr. Cleaver. You just let me think about this for a while. And I'll announce the new point awards later. Meanwhile, I think we've all learned a little something. There's an excellent lesson in what a good citizen is, in what Mr. Cleaver has just done.
Gee, Mr. Bailey, I haven't learned any lesson.
In just 2 seconds, you will be learning one in the principal's office.
Yes, sir.
Chuck, will you pass these out, please?
Hey, Beaver, maybe we'll both win.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want that hat I found the other day, you can have it.
But I thought you gave it to the clothing drive.
Well, I did, but Mr. Bailey made me take it back. It didn't smell too good.
So you and Mike split up the points, huh?
Yeah, and one other guy.
Which guy's that?
Shelly Johnston. She brought in a lot of good junk, too.
Hey, Beav, have you seen my other bedroom slipper anywhere?
Uh-uh. Well, I can't find mine either.
Hey, you know what I bet?
What?
I bet you went and gave him to the clothing drive.
I'll bet you I did.
Well, at least they went to a good cause.
Yeah. And I hope they can find a needy gal with 2 left feet.
Next in TV Land, Petty's Marines, and stay tuned for Gomer Pyle USMC. Twice.
Shazam!
It's the perfect way to enjoy your twice as nice morning.
Perfect is perfect does.
Next, only in TV Land.